Rolling Stone magazine has called the band Blitzentrapper the best Grateful Dead knockoff in forever. True enough, but frankly, that shortchanges what this band is doing. Drifting down the sleepy river, waking like a child. You're never gonna know what the spirit says. Blitzentrapper's new album is called Fur. The record made Rolling Stone's list of the best albums of 2008, and it also made the list of best CDs of the year in the NPR All Songs Considered listeners poll. Blitzentrapper's songwriter and lead singer is Eric Early, and he came to the studios of Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland to talk with us. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I understand your dad was a bluegrass musician?
That's right.
And he taught you to play your first instrument?
Oh, yeah. I still got a banjo that he gave me.
Is there a track on this album that features you playing the banjo that we might take a listen to?
Oh, you could play the banjo solo off of Saturday Night. It's kind of fun. That kind of organy sounding thing, accordion sounding thing, is the melodica.
The melodica? What's the melodica? Yeah.
It's a sort of weird German instrument that you blow into. It was used by the Dub Kings, you know, by all the dub guys from Jamaica back in the 70s.
So that, were you playing your dad's banjo there, the one that your dad gave
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's a Kentucky made.
Tell me about the piano that you wrote most of this stuff on.
I don't even know whose it is. It got left out in the hallway of our studio space, and so me and Brian one day just pulled it into our studio.
Brian's your bandmate?
He's a drummer, yeah. Just kind of had it in there, and I started writing songs on it at night and recording with it. It was a beat-up old thing. We don't have it anymore. We just sort of left it in the hallway when we moved out.
Was there something about composing a song on a piano that sounded terrible that made the songs develop differently?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it sounds terrible. I mean, it definitely is slightly out of tune, and I mean, I don't know. I think that it sounded unique, and also it was all I had at the studio anyway, so. In my sleep, I'm not your lover anymore.
All I know is in my sleep, I'm not your lover anymore. There's kind of a clicking sound in the background. Is that piano?
Yeah, you can hear the hammers smacking. The thing with that piano is that the front of it had broken off. So you could see the interior of it, the guts of it. And you could also hear it.
When you're on tour and you have a beautifully tuned grand, do you feel a little nostalgic for this old clacker?
Like sometimes, yeah. Although not that much.
I want to ask about your Portland influences. I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I was reading an old interview that one of your bandmates did, and I kind of found the question perfectly phrased, so I'm going to quote directly from this interview that was on brightestyoungthings.com, a blog. And the interviewer said, "This is sort of a backwards way of getting you to say that it's the best state in the union, but how do you think Oregon has affected or influenced you?"
I mean, there's a certain darkness to Portland, the weather and the economy. But I think there's also a certain warmth and familiarity that goes along with it.
Where'd the story of the Black River Killer come from?
It was just a little while past the Sunset Strip. They found the girl's body in an open pit. Her mouth was sewn shut, but her eyes were still wide, gazing through the fog to the other side.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of like a conglomeration of different ideas. I mean, I was drawing heavily off of, you know, like Cormac McCarthy-style narrative.
The novelist.
But it's also based sort of on my Uncle Tommy, my father's lost brother, who was a criminal, a junkie, and a really sweet guy.
What was his story?
You know, he, as a kid, he was around a little bit, and when we'd visit L.A., you know, he was the guy with the big beard, with the stained T-shirt that was, you know, always, like, playing Rolling Stone songs in my grandfather's back shed, you know. It was dark as the grave, it was just about three, when the warden with his key came to set me free. They gave me
$5 in a secondhand suit, a pistol and a hat and a worn-out blue. So I took the bus down to the Rio Grande, and I shot a man down on the edge of town. Then I stole me a horse and I rode it around till the sheriff pulled me in and he set me down.
And then as I got older, he disappeared. After my grandfather died, he disappeared, and the cops would come to our house in Oregon once a year looking for him. Have you heard from Tommy? We're looking for him. He's pulled a heist in such and such city, you know, that kind of thing. And so I kind of always had this, like, a mythical view of Tom, you know, and, like, you know, he's down on the border, like, running guns, or I don't even know. We haven't heard from him for 10 years, maybe? Not more than that.
Huh.
Probably 15 years.
Did he ever do anything like the Black River Killer in the song?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't kill anybody that I know of. He might have. I have no idea. I think the best story about him that my father used to tell me was in the late 60s, Tommy got on a chain gang for possession. And back then, you know, they would chain him up and they would work, usually digging ditches. And he escaped from the chain gang one afternoon. And he was wearing, you know, his prison garb. And he stole a car and headed back towards my dad's house in East L.A. And he got pulled over. So he's just escaped from a chain gang, stolen a car. And he gets pulled over. And my Uncle Tommy was such a sweet talker that he talked the cop out of the ticket and rolled up into my dad's driveway in a stolen car. And my dad's like, what are you doing here? Yeah.
And did your dad turn him in?
No.
Wow.
Well, the sheriff let me go with a knife and a song. So I took the first train up to Oregon. And I killed the first man that I came upon. Because the devil works quick, you know, it don't take.
I should say we have not played the title track off your album, Fur, and that's because listeners heard it during All Things Considered segment on the best albums of 2008. But if you want to listen to it in full, it's on npr.org. Eric Early of Blitz and Trapper, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you.